Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're on the road at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show, and we're going to introduce many of those commanders in just a moment.
But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
As our days become shorter and colder, we know that the winter holiday season is upon us. Between work and travel, shopping, and all of the preparations for celebrations with our families, it's easy to become overwhelmed by the stresses of life. This year, please take the time to pause and reflect on all the wonders of your life and the beauty the world has to share with us. It could be the smile on a child's face as they open a present, or for those we have deployed overseas, as simple as a warm meal and a call home. Take the time this holiday season to stop and appreciate those moments, and share that joy with those around you. Whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Diwali, or one of the many other holidays observed by our diverse people, know that you and your family have our warmest wishes. Thank you for everything you do, and happy holidays.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the opening, this is our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. And we had an opportunity. I've got an email from Tom Olson from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion a few months ago, and he wanted us to take the show on the road. So here we are today on Thursday at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. And my guests on this first segment are Commissioner Larry Shelito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Tom Hansen, who is the department commander of the VFW. Gentlemen, welcome to the annual Christmas CTF Christmas show.
Good to be here, Tom.
Commissioner, I want to start with you. Before we started doing this radio show, I didn't know about the Commander's Task Force. But one day you introduced me to them and told me that they were your board of directors.
That is correct. That's why we exist. We exist to make sure our veterans are taken care of. And the Veterans Service Organizations is the main superhighway to getting to our veterans and working with them and getting in and supporting their programs. It's a win-win for Minnesota, and we're very, very proud of the work that they do.
In your position as Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, it's your job to take care of all the veterans in Minnesota, and there's something way over 300,000 of them. And a lot of those veterans belong to veteran service organizations. And today we've got quite a few of those here today, and we're going to meet a lot of them. But with us first in this segment is the Department Commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Tom Hansen. Tom, you've worked closely with the commissioner for a while now.
That's very true. Great guy. We hate to see him go.
Well, we're going to talk to him next week about his tenure. He spent a lot of years in the military, and now he spent about 8 years as the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and his bride wants to do some traveling. He wants him home for a change.
So, I guess that's okay.
He's put a lot of time in.
He really has. I was worried he was going to say no, not allowed.
Yeah, really.
Well, Tom, we always we put together the show every year just to have the veteran service organizations on and talk about the things that you're doing to support the community and to support your membership. There's a lot of stuff going on all over Minnesota in the VFW post.
Well, there always is. You know, the thing is that our posts and auxiliaries are so active at this time of year. They know that our troops overseas are having a hard time. You know, I mean, when you're separated from your family, especially during the Christmas season, you really strive to make them feel better. So our auxiliaries and posts are always busy sending care packages and, you know, having the schools write letters and any one of a number of different items that would try and increase the morale and cheerfulness of our troops overseas. So I think at this time of year, for our organization anyway, that's our main focus, is ensuring that that we can do what we can to try and enhance the spirit of Christmas to our troops that are still serving.
And Tom, can you give us an update? How many VFW posts do you have now, and approximately how many members?
We have 231, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
And how many members now?
We're at about 38,000 members.
So you're the second largest veteran service organization in Minnesota?
So far.
American Legion's always out there in front of you, aren't they?
Well, they always will be. You know, they our eligibility criteria is a little stiffer than theirs, but that's fine. You know, we have a lot of dual members, as we should have.
A lot of folks belong to multiple, including
exactly.
The commissioner and myself, because we go all the way back to Vietnam, and we're both members of that. And,
yep.
And that was quite a few years ago, Commissioner. What happened?
It went by fast.
It certainly did.
Yeah, actually, I'm a member of all Veterans Service organizations except for Order of the Purple Heart, because I didn't get one.
This is good.
And I'm not a Marine. And
that's maybe good too, Commissioner.
No, my brother is, though. My brother is. He's been beating that into me consistently.
So. No, that's really unusual. I have a brother that was in the Marine Corps
as
well.
Yes, so we have to admit it every now and then.
Indeed.
So.
Well, and my father and my brother were in the Marines too, but
yeah.
I wanted to sleep in a bed and have hot chow, and Air Force worked just fine.
Yeah.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're live on the road today at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion, celebrating the Commander's Task Force Christmas show. Tom, I want to come back to you a little bit. I belong to the Hopkins VFW, and for decades, around Christmas time, we found people that were not desperate but didn't have much means. And most Christmases, we'd deliver 40 or 50 food boxes to those families to make sure that they had a nice Christmas. You've got events like that going on all over the state.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, the community service that we provide, like all the other service organizations, I'm sure, you know, just as enormous with making sure that our own membership and the members of the community don't go without at the holiday time. And, you know, the same with gifts for those kids. And, you know, they all put on a Christmas program for the kids. You know, Santa Claus comes and, you know, they give them, you know, all kinds of toys and other trinkets that, you know, enhance their holiday experience as well. So
you're very active in the community.
Oh, without a doubt.
Trying to give back and help.
Indeed.
I know that Hopkins for a few decades visits all the local area nursing homes and brings a little gift into each of those folks. And
yep.
It happens to be a pair of socks, but those things
whatever.
Go missing,
you know,
in some of those homes.
They do the same thing to the vets' homes. You know, I mean, you know, the service organizations throughout Minnesota have traditionally taken care of, you know, ensuring that our veterans in the Minnesota veterans' homes, you know, have something. You know, bring them some kind of Christmas cheer and whatever else.
Commissioner, one of the reasons that the Commander's Task Force is part of your board of directors is every year about this time they actually finish up some of their work on some legislative updates and some things they want to try to get done in the next session. And so putting all of their membership together, the membership of the American Legion, the VFW, the Purple Hearts, all the rest of them, and working together, then they can organize what they want to try to get done for the next year.
Yes, all legislators know about the veteran service organizations and the veterans organizations, and actually to all the veterans out there, don't be shy about letting them know that you are a veteran, because I've said this time again when we deal with a budget, so for especially those veterans that have gotten time and are getting a pension or assistance for medical needs, they're not on the county welfare rolls. They are paying their own way, doing a good job, and it's a win-win for everybody.
So, Tom, you and the other commanders are putting together your priorities, and we're in the next early spring. We're going to have another Veterans Day on the Hill.
We are indeed.
You're getting ready for that? You're just about
absolutely
up to speed?
We met last week to go over some of the details of that, and that's forthcoming this spring.
All right. Well, I'm glad that's all coming together, and I'm sure you're working close with the commissioner, and we'll have several of you on the show between now and then, and we'll announce what day it is and get things organized to get as many veterans up to the hill as we can on Veterans Day on the Hill. We have to take a short break. Commissioner, you'll be back with us in the fourth segment with
okay.
the American Legion Commander, Tom. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to the VFW for all the great work.
Well, thank you, Tom, and happy holidays to you and the rest of your listeners.
Stay tuned. In the second segment, we're going to talk to three Marines. It's going to get wild in here at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. Please stay with us. This is Minnesota Military Radio.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. We're on the road today, live from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion, celebrating our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. And in this segment, I don't know what's going to happen because I've got three Marines joining us. We got Doug Anderson, who's the Commandant of the Marine Corps League, Todd Kemmery, who is with the Minnesota's Paralyzed Veterans of America, and Trouble. We've got Mick Aguirre, past commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. Marines, gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you. It's kind of fun to be out here at the American Legion in Osseo. And the Commander's Task Force, we all get together. We talked about in the first segment that each of the commanders of the Veteran Service Organizations get together on a monthly basis and work on some items with Commissioner Shalito, who will be back on the show in a bit. But let's talk about each of your organizations. I'm going to start with Todd, because he's down at the head of the table. Todd, how many members and how are you doing with the Paralyzed Veterans of America?
So, yes, thank you, Tom. Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Minnesota chapter, we have at any given time 300, 350 members. And we're doing quite well. This is the good time of year that we can stay in touch with and be beneficial to our membership. So,
working on some holiday events and things?
We are. We are constantly having recreational ideas and things for relaxation. And, of course, we just recently hosted a holiday dinner over at the Spinal Cord Injury Center rehab at the VA hospital, and we also did the Army-Navy game. We hosted Army-Navy celebration. So
I heard your holiday dinner got a little wild. Were you guys getting crazy in there?
You know, actually, we had over 200 people show up for that, so there was it was a good time.
So it was under control because Mick didn't show up, right?
Well, actually, the Army-Navy game is where things got a little wild, but unfortunately, the Army, we won't go into that.
Well, the Marines, you have to take the Navy side of things. They're hauling you guys around all the time.
One time that you will find a lot of Marines actually rooting for the Navy. So,
Doug Anderson, you're with the Marine Corps League. You're the Commandant. Everybody else is commanders and things, but you're the Commandant. Leave it to the Marines.
I am the Commandant. Yes, I am.
What kind of Christmas things are going on with your organization?
Well, we are heavily involved with Toys for Tots in the area. We with the MWSS 471. Out there in the Minneapolis base. We're working in their warehouse. Back on December 1st, we were up at Mauer Chevrolet assembling 1,000 bikes with a lot of volunteers up there. I think we have about 100 overall volunteers. It was a great time.
So these were all Marines trying to put together the bikes?
No, the Marines are sponsoring it from the MWSS, but Mauer Chev is the one that buys everything.
So you had somebody to show you how to do it.
We can actually assemble things, yes, that are not, you know, don't explode.
So. You read the directions?
No. Why would they ever read directions? You don't have to read directions.
Nobody threw any grenades, did they?
No, but there was some stuff thrown, but I'm not sure exactly what it was.
I believe that. I think we better come to our third guest here. He represents the DAV, Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, past commander Mick Aguirre. Mick, welcome back to the radio show. Now you have to behave now.
Oh, I'll try my best, Tom. I just want to thank you for the invitation. I'm standing in for our commander, Rick Jarvis, out of Little Falls, and on behalf of the over 19,000 members of the DAV, men and women from Minnesota, I'd like to say hello and give our salute to the Armed Forces Radio here. And,
Minnesota Military Radio, Mick.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job.
We've grown since you were a commander. Now we're up to 55 stations all over Minnesota.
Boy, that's great. You never cease to amaze me, Tom. All your goodwill.
This is your chance to tell them that there's a street in St. Paul named after your family.
Well, yeah, my dad came from a family of 15 and 11 boys and 4 girls. And out of the 11 sons, 10 of them served as veterans, all served in the military. And the one uncle that couldn't do had polio, but he worked at the bomber plant down in Holman Field. So the city of St. Paul recognized my grandma and grandpa for their sacrifice to the nation, and they named the street after them over in Payne Avenue on the east side of St. Paul.
Now, you had me convinced that was a superhighway, but I went over and saw it. It's not quite, is it?
Well, no, they did a redesign. They cut off half of it, so it doesn't go as far as it used to go through.
But there still is a Geary Street. Mick, yes. How's the DAV doing? I know that they're busy today, and you actually sacrificed and joined us and skipped out a holiday party.
Well, yeah, I do my part. I fill in for the commander when he can't, you know, being up in Little Falls, he can't make all the metropolitan and area parties and stuff for events. But we're doing good. We just, our transportation program, we provide vans to the VA medical centers, and we just opened up a new area down in the southwest area of Minnesota. And last year, our volunteer drivers drove over 1.7 million miles, taking veterans back and forth from their medical appointments. And we purchased 5 new vans, and we did that for the last 5 years. So we're working on that, and we're still looking for volunteer drivers, though, because you can commit maybe 1 or 2 hours or 4 hours a week, depending on your schedule. But all our drivers are volunteers. VA takes care of the maintenance and the gas on the vans, but that's one of our good programs, and it's
so over the years, the DAV has put dozens of vans out there, and they're all in use and getting lots of miles on them. But there's volunteers, not just veterans, but volunteers from all over Minnesota that drive those vans. And you need volunteers all the time. They can find more information at davmn.org, correct?
That's correct, Tom. And there's not much. All you do is you take a physical, and they do a background check on your drivers. And most of the 90% of the guys that apply or women, they qualify right away. But there's always a need for drivers.
Well, this is to help our veterans get to their appointments all around Minnesota. And once again, if you've got a day a week or if you want to volunteer, just go to davmn.org and you'll learn everything you need to know. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're live today from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. Todd, I want to come back to you.
Sure.
You guys have been really active, and I like some of the events that you're doing, and I think you've got a new fishing event coming up.
We do. Later on this year, when the weather gets a little bit warmer, June 23rd through the 29th, we'll be up at Ely on Veterans on the Lake. In addition to our chapter, we'll also combine efforts with the Wisconsin chapter and the Iowa chapter, so it'll be three of the PVA chapters up there, and then we'll be doing a lot of fishing.
So that's a new event, but as part of the Commander's Task Force, you also help participate in some of the events that go on.
Oh, absolutely.
Up at Camp Ripley.
Our recreational menu is, and sports is quite large, hunting, fishing, and Camp Ripley is a key component of being able to provide some recreation for our guys.
Mick, how important is it to get our disabled veterans out on the lake and out in the woods, out in the fresh air?
Oh, it's really important, especially coming from Minnesota. You grew up with an outdoor attitude and experience, and to be able to get back out there, even if you have some kind of handicap or disability, all the veteran service organizations have some kind of outdoor program, but the DAV participates in that. We got deer hunts, pheasant hunts, turkey hunts, and a lot of the fishing, too. So we're always trying to get the veterans, men and women, out there on, out in the open and get some fresh air.
Commandant, as a member of the Commander's Task Force and all of the events that we hear about every year, must be gratifying to be able to participate in that and help our veterans.
It is all the time. This year, as in previous years, we actually participated in two of the Veterans Home Adopt-A-Vet out in Hastings and Minneapolis. So we adopted 19 veterans. 10 from Hastings and 9 from Minneapolis.
And how do you help those veterans?
Well, they make a list, their wish list for Christmas, and then we get sent the list of who we're going to have. Then we go shopping for them, and we buy presents so that every veteran at the homes will have a present to open on Christmas.
You don't take Mick with you on those shopping trips, do you?
No, but I'm going to get Mick involved.
He'd get a little wild in those stores. He sees all those toys and things. And all he wants is to buy the red stuff. Why is that? Todd, is that a Marine Corps thing?
Absolutely. Red and gold. Those are great colors.
That's our colors.
Yeah, well, I can see Marines on all of you, so it's good to have you up here, and you've kind of behaved. I thought you were going to get a little wilder than this, Mick. What's going on?
No, I just want to say Semper Fi to everybody, all the Marines out there, and wish everybody a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Hoorah.
I hope you keep up all the great work over at the DAV. And Commandant, what's coming up for next year?
Next year we have a full list of things going on. We have some fishing tournaments that a couple of our detachments will be involved with. We have a brand new detachment that started up in Adrian, Minnesota. It's west of Worthington that we never had any detachment down there before. So we're really excited for those guys because they are just gung-ho going after everything.
Good things happening.
very good things happening.
And Todd, I want to wrap up this segment with you. Veterans Day on the Hill will be coming up in a few months, and you guys are pretty active in that too.
Absolutely. One of the great things that we're privileged to do is legislation and advocacy and all that gets involved, and that's coming up with the new session. So we're excited to get started.
Before we leave today, let's make sure you talk to Beth, and we'll get you on the plan. We can come back on and we'll talk about some of those items like the ADA. And
right.
And I know you wanted to make a comment about we just lost President H.W. Bush.
You know, that was, since we're in that 30-day period of flying our flags at half-mast in honor of that our president, he was instrumental in the disability community with the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. And as a disabled veteran with a spinal cord injury, that changed a lot as far as the abilities for and opportunities for us that are in wheelchairs and in any sort of mobility device.
Did a great job, didn't he?
He did. Absolutely.
Gentlemen, you've behaved very well. We had three Marines on there. Let's hear it for the Marines.
Arr! Arr!
That was Doug Anderson from the Marine Corps League, Todd Kemmery from the Paralyzed Veterans of Minnesota, and Mick Aguirre here representing the DAV. When we come back, we're going to talk to the AMVETS, and we're going to talk to the Military Order of the Purple Hearts. Please stay with us. This is Minnesota Military Radio, live from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're on the road from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. And joining me this segment, we have John Flores from the AMVETS and Ryan Savinish from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Pleasure to be here.
John, we're going to start with you, AMVETS.
Why?
Well, because you're wearing this red shirt, and we just had all these Marines on the show, and they kind of behaved themselves. I thought they'd get a little wilder.
Well, you told them they couldn't swear.
Well, they would listen too. They didn't do any cussing. So, you got the red shirt on. I know you were Army, but you can act like a Marine now if you want to.
Right? Can I swear?
No. This is a family show. No cussing.
Ah.
So tell us about AMVETS. How many members, where are you at, and what's going on for Christmas?
Well, currently we've got about 1,000 members, and we're back on the grow again with recruiting. But we're 17 posts scattered around the state, and at the Christmas time we're doing some donations. We're doing a lot of Christmas celebrations, of course. And
you mean you're going to Christmas parties, John?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you have a driver or you're using Uber, or whatever that is.
Well, we started a new project, and the guys and ladies are all excited. We're going to do some bios and photos, and going to try something new. We're going to do a Remember Me project for our veterans.
So you're trying to get all of your members to participate in this and do a little video?
Little video, photos, and then we're going to capture that on digital and give them a copy, so that each veteran can have that for their family and grandchildren for the future.
And so future generations of AMVET members can go back and take a look at some of these old guys that were here today.
Well, that too, and it allows us also to add new members and amend without reprinting.
Very good. Ryan, I want to come to you for a minute, the Military Order of the Purple Heart here in Minnesota. I think you're the youngest member of the Commander's Task Force. How's that working?
It's working pretty well, and you know it's an honor to be I think one of the first Iraq or Afghanistan veterans of commanders for any of the veteran organizations.
Well, you look like you could be the son of most of these commanders in here. Are they treating you all right?
They are.
They're not trying to push you around or anything.
No.
Oh, that's good. Now you got a program going with cities and counties. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's Purple Heart cities or counties, and we ask the cities or counties to do proclamations, and it's to honor Purple Heart veterans that are in that community.
So your membership, can you tell us who's eligible and how many members you have?
We have about 1,400 members, and you have to be a Purple Heart veteran, or we have associate members that are children or grandchildren of Purple Heart veterans, and we also have Gold Star family members.
So as the commissioner said, he's been a member of just about every veteran service organization, but he didn't get shot. So he can't join yours, and neither can I, and I'm kind of glad, although I'm sure you got a lot of great members.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on for the holidays?
You know, it's we have volunteers at the hospital that are helping out getting veterans to appointments, and we have a lot of chapters that are donating to things like Toys for Tots. And my chapter out of Rochester, we last month donated quite a few toys for Toys for Tots.
Very good. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're live today from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show, and we're going to have past Commander Tom Olson on the show in the next segment. And very nice post here, and you've been a great host today, Tom. He's sitting over there, and we've even got Bob FM in the American Legion today, selling some of their CDs to raise money for military families. So Neil Freeman's over here in the corner. John, I want to come back to you. The Commander's Task Force, one of the things you do is you work on some legislative priorities, and then we have a thing in the spring called Veterans on the Hill.
Yes, and we just had a meeting, and we prioritized the issues that we want to work on. We worked on them last year, and they made it through, but they didn't get through the finish line. And so we're back at it with a spouse survival benefit for 100% disabled. The fishing and hunting licenses, we'd like to get that done this year. And it looks real good. We've got a lot of support, and that's important.
Ryan, as a member of the Commander's Task Force, you all get together on a monthly basis, and you take a look at what you did last year and the year before, and we kind of stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. But there's always a little more that we want to try to do to take care of our veterans and their families. I'll bet you enjoy the opportunity to get together with these commanders and talk about those issues.
I do. You know, I'm also a child of a Vietnam veteran, so I'm well familiar with issues, veteran issues, you know.
Well, we were going to have Bob Behrens here today, and he didn't make it from the Vietnam Veterans of America. So I'm a member of that, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. So on their behalf, I'd just like to say that the Vietnam Veterans of America have come a long way over the last 30, 40 years and done a lot of things. One of the hot spots today is we're trying to get the Blue Water Navy covered under the Agent Orange issues. And it's my understanding that the Senate's on with that, but we got to get the House to get something done before the end of the year. And for all of our listeners out there, if you're familiar with that, check out the Blue Water Navy issue and call your legislators out in the Capitol and urge them to get that done this year. And I'm sure you get updates on the Agent Orange issues as well, don't you, John?
Yes, we do. And it almost made it through recently, but a couple of legislators, they held it back.
That one guy stood in the way, as I understood.
One guy, what's his name, Etz or NC or something out west, and that wasn't good. So we've got to really ask our legislators to be accountable too. It's not good enough to, you know, say you support veterans and then you vote against them. And so we hope that things will change this year.
So for all our veterans that are listening, pay attention, study it, get on the horn, and talk to your elected officials. Yep. Let them know what you're trying to do. Ryan, I want to come back to you. You're involved in an organization called Heroes to Heroes. Can you tell us about that?
I am. Heroes to Heroes is a veteran organization that sends veterans that have had things happen to them in their military career, and they send them over to Israel for a free trip. And they work with Israeli veterans, too, and visit different military bases and the Holy Land, different holy sites. It's really a wonderful organization to try to get veterans back on their feet that have been dealing with issues.
Good work. John, just got a few seconds left. I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds of this segment. What are you going to tell the listeners? What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, we're getting ready to do another food drive coming up next year in a poor particular neighborhood, the Wellstone Center area. So we're doing that food drive there. They need the help. A lot of poor folks in there. So we donate a lot of money for that.
And if our listeners want to help you with that, how do they find MVETS?
They need to contact the Wellstone Center directly. Okay. And they're right there on, on Roby Street and State Street in St. Paul. So if you're going to be inclined to donate some food, it's got to be non-perishables, of course, or else a cash donation. But they really do need the help, and we like to help them every year. We do that.
John, Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was John Flores from AMVETS and Ryan Sabanish from the Military Order of the Purple Heart on Minnesota Military Radio. We're live today from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. When we come back, we're going to have Commissioner Shelledo back on the show, and we're going to get the department commander of the American Legion and the past commander from the Osseo American Legion on the show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we've been on the road at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. And joining me in this fourth segment, Commissioner Shalado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is back. And we also have the Department Commander of the American Legion, Daryl Redpetting, who has been to this VFW or this American Legion post a few times.
Several times.
And the guy that instigated this mess today is Tom Olson, past commander of the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion and head of the, is it the club committee, Tom?
Yes, the club management committee.
Club management committee. Well, you got a beautiful post here, and we've had some fun today, and we're looking forward to a little lunch later on. But I want to start with the department commander.
Yes,
American Legion is the biggest of the veteran service organizations. How many members do we have?
Well, in Minnesota, we have about 70,000. We're trying to get to 70,600 this year. And we're also second in the country for Legion membership.
Very good. And who's eligible to join American Legion?
Well, you know, we are a wartime veterans organization, so that's one of the things we have in common with the VFW. The VFW is a little more stringent in combat duty and stuff than the American Legion is.
That's why the commissioner and I joined, or both of them, because we spent some time in on our spring break from after high school over in Vietnam.
Sure. No.
But we're also both members of the American Legion. So, Tom, I want to come to you. You sent me an email a few months ago and said, do you ever go out and do a remote show? And the first thing I did was talk to Neil Freeman because I know he's over here doing the all-request lunch every other week or so. And he said, get over there and help Tom and get out to that American Legion. They got a great membership and a great post home. This is a beautiful place.
Thank you. We take pride in their post. We like it here.
Did you ever expect when you sent that I was going to ask the commander's task force and the commissioner to join us?
I have no idea what to expect.
Commissioner, have you ever been to this post before?
No, I have not.
They got a beautiful facility here.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
I think they're going to share some nice lunch with us after the show, unless you've already had some.
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay, so we've had a pretty good day today. And Tom, tell us a little bit about the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion.
We're almost banker membership. We've about 711 strong this year. And we do a lot for the community. We do steak fries for the local high schools every Friday and Sunday nights. Sometimes we do up to 500 steak fries. And all that goes back to the community for the schools, for hockey, lacrosse, all the sports that we help support around here.
So you got a busy post, a lot of active members?
A lot of active members. We always something going on. We got a great management here. Michelle does a great job, and our pull tab manager, Dick Kolb. Everything we do around here all goes back to the community.
Now, are you able to recruit some of the younger veterans? And there's a lot of ladies serving in the military now. Are you getting some of them here?
Yeah, we get more female members and more younger members signing up, too. We try to tell everybody it's not your grandpa's American Legion anymore. It's more family-oriented, get the younger people involved. Mm. And we have some younger people even on our board now, too, that are starting to step up.
And Commander Redpetting, that's one of your issues this year. You're trying to get the ladies involved and the younger veterans to join the American Legion and tell them about all the great work that they do all over Minnesota. There's a lot of events, a lot of fundraising, a lot of community support.
There is. Yeah, I've been trying really hard with membership this year to make sure that all veterans feel welcome in the American Legion. I was medical when I was in the Army. I was a surgical technician, and I worked with a lot of women, and I know a lot of them don't necessarily feel welcome in the American Legion, so we're trying to change all that. My home post of Anoka, we've got our vice commander now that's a woman, and she'd be our first female commander. So we're looking forward to that. And
very good.
We're getting a lot of women starting to sign up. It used to be you'd have a meeting and there would not be a woman veteran present. And now we're starting to see more and more of them, and they bring a lot to the table. So we're looking forward to that.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, live today from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion for the Commander's Task Force Christmas Show. And Commissioner Shelato, before these 8 years that you've spent as commissioner, you were the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Over those 7 years with the Guard and 8 years with the, as commissioner, there's a lot, many, many more women active in the military and many more women veterans that, that need your assistance.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It was one of those classic culture shocks. I remember one of the first deployments we had, a young girl just finished, graduated from college, had just got her job offer and was ready to go, and then she also got her deployment orders, and her life was kind of turned up. So the women have played a critical role in that. They work alongside. I was over in Afghanistan with the aviation group, and the not the door gunner, but the crew chief of that helicopter was female. You know, so that's they were there doing the tasks that they needed to do, and they are good troops. In fact, they've caused some of these younger guys to get back in shape because they were outrunning them.
Stand up and get to it. And Commissioner, one of the things that we've talked about on the show before is the Minneapolis VA has done a lot to expand the women's clinic. And they can do anything, they just about anything for women except deliver a baby out there. And it's a lot more friendly place for them to go visit now than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Oh, definitely. That, yeah, without a doubt. With, especially with the pullback from overseas, Afghanistan and Iraq and so forth, the women came back in and says, all right, I want, I'm here to take care of me, and they. Now I'm a resident, not a resident, but I am a patient
out there,
of the VA.
As am I.
So far, so we go and you sit in the waiting room, and there's just as many women as there are men, and all generations too. It's a you know, the Minneapolis Veterans Home for, or home a hospital,
VA hospital, one of the best in the country,
and is literally a, if you move that to any. Outstate would be one of the larger cities in the state of Minnesota. It is just massive. Excellent service.
Commander Redepeding, we just got a couple of minutes left, but as a member of the Commander's Task Force, you work closely with the Commissioner, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and all the other commanders. And in a lot of the things that you do is you combine your membership, work on some legislative priorities, and then you go over to the legislature, and we're going to have an event called Veterans Day on the Hill coming up. Is everything getting sorted out so that we're going to have another good year?
Yes, sir. We've had a couple meetings this week. One was with the Commander's Task Force, and one I happen to be the chairman this year of the Commander's Task Force, and so one was a planning committee. Veterans on the Hill will be March 20th. It's going to be an afternoon session this year where we did a morning session last year, and that was sort of hard for some of some of the members from Greater Minnesota to get there. They were getting up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning trying to make it down to the Capitol. So we're going to change that and have an afternoon session. But yeah, we've been working on our initiatives, and we think we've got things well in place, and we're moving forward.
Commander, last year the DAV, I think, helped in a lot of the veteran service organizations, and we had some buses bringing in folks.
Yes.
And are you expecting a good turnout again?
Yeah, that's the plan again this year. The DAV has already committed to it. We're looking at 15, 16 buses, and if we need more, they're willing to do more. So,
Commissioner, a great opportunity for our elected officials at the Capitol to meet with our veteran community and find out what's important and what kind of help they need.
Very much. And I encourage the veterans, too, to just do the pre-work, contact them, and set it up because after the big rally in the atrium, if you will, all of a sudden the communities go to their designated representatives and senators, and it's a great day for the veterans.
Commander Redepeding, thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for hosting us here at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. And Commissioner, I want to come back to you. We've got about 30 seconds left. If you got a Christmas message for all of our listeners,
thank a vet. The saddest time and the most comfortable time was overseas, away from home. So just thank the veterans that you – just thank a vet.
And if you get a chance, if you're having gatherings over the long Christmas holiday weekend, if you know a veteran that's alone, have them over for some cookies and coffee or bring them over for a nice meal. Make sure they're not alone. You might save a life.
That is correct.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
It was Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Daryl Redepetting, Department Commander of the American Legion, and Tom Olson, past commander here at the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, all of the commanders from the Commander's Task Force, and, of course, Tom Olson from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week for our annual Year in Review with the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the Adjutant General from the Minnesota National Guard. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at Minnesota Military Radio. Time to say goodbye from the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.